Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men." Fellow Marketplace Christians, stop apologizing and start winning. Welcome to the Success Edge, the show that helps you take your walk as a Marketplace Christian to the next level. Here's your host, Christian entrepreneur Tyler McCart.
What's going on, Kingdom Success? This is Tyler McCart coming at you. Episode 373. All right. Well, I want to talk about a couple things. There's about, I guess there's maybe two topics that are rambling around in my heart that I want to get out there to you guys. Number one, well, before I jump into anything, thank you so much for tuning in to the Kingdom Success Podcast. This is just a podcast all about, helping you maximize your kingdom potential, spiritually, physically, and financially for the kingdom of God, helping you maximize your kingdom potential. I mean, that's the goal of it all. And, you know, the things that I'm learning, the things that I'm observing, the books that I'm reading, I just share. And if it helps you, if it inspires you, if it helps to increase your faith, if it helps to point you in the right direction of reading a certain book or, you know, going listening to an audio or podcast, that's what I'm all about, because I just want to be a conduit, somewhere that can point you to places where God's favor, God's blessings are flowing. And because they're evident in my life, I'm a blessed man. I'm exceedingly blessed. And that's just not me trying to call those things to be not as though they are. That is actually me literally knowing that I'm walking in the blessing of the Lord. And I want you to walk in the blessing of the Lord. You know, there's a scripture verse, I think it's in the Living Translation, I think it's in Psalms 25, where that it says that you can actually live in the blessing circle or the circle of blessing. And man, I think that's just a great word picture of living in the center of God's perfect will for your life. I want that for you. So a couple things that I've got just rambling around in me. Number one, I want to point you to a podcast that I think would be a really, really good podcast if you're looking for a way to be more sensitive and be more in tune and hearing from Holy Spirit, especially in the marketplace, and what that looks like, right? I had a gentleman on my podcast many, many years ago, and Dr. Jim Harris, and he came out with a book that is really a great book. I'd highly recommend you get the book. It's called Our Unfair Advantage. Our Unfair Advantage. And I think that's what the title of the book, or... anyway, just go to drjimharris.com and you'll find it. You'll also find his podcast, which is I think it's Unfair Advantage that we have, because we do have an unfair advantage, right? If you're a born again child of the Most High God and you're spirit filled, right? That's a key thing right there. You're spirit filled. Then when you're in the marketplace, you actually have an unfair advantage. Who is or what is that unfair advantage? That unfair advantage is Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, hands down, is our secret weapon, our competitive advantage. Most corporations, most business, when I was actually in corporate America, you know, they were all about, you know, what is our competitive advantage? Well, as a born-again child of the Most High God, as a Christian, and you're spirit-filled, then gang, I'm going to tell you, you have an unfair advantage, a competitive advantage. And it goes beyond here. And let me say this, because this is something that Dr. Jim Harris talked about in one of his podcasts. This goes beyond applying. Now, please hear me on this. This is very important what I'm getting ready to say. It goes beyond just applying godly principles in business, all right? When you have an unfair advantage, when you're actually tapping in to Holy Spirit, you're still going to use godly principles. Let me tell you, you're never going to throw those away. But what you do enter into is the ability to see things before they happen, or to be able to handle things in a way that you would not have normally been able to handle them, or taken a situation or a product line and figured out how that product needs to work. I'm reminded right now of a gentleman, actually I'm getting out of my truck, so hang on one second. Reminded of a story that I heard about, I think it was during World War II. There was a big demand, a big need for ships, okay, battleships. And these battleships that the U.S. Army needed for World War II, they were taking almost, I don't know what the exact number was, let's just call it a year, okay, just for safekeeping, maybe a year to be able to get out one ship, right? One ship per year. And obviously the enemy was sinking ships faster than they could be produced. Well, because of this situation, and by the way, I'm getting ready to drink a protein shake, so just bear with me. I just got done working out. But the situation that kind of happened, hang on one second, guys. All right. The situation that happened was that an engineer that was a Christian, that was spirit-filled, you know, basically had been working with his team, and the lead person, and I don't know all the details, so I might be getting a little bit of this wrong, but just get the gist of it. So at any rate, this gentleman went to his superior, or went to the person that said, hey, let me see the plans. I want to go and pray over this, and I want to see what the Lord says to me about how we can actually produce these ships, you know, faster. Well, long story short, he goes away for about 2 or 3 days, comes back, and they start to produce. You ready for this, guys? They start to produce, and I think I'm pretty accurate on this. They start to produce a ship per day, or it might have been per week, but it was something like that. They started producing ships hand over fist, right? But it was all because this gentleman went before the Lord to gain spiritual insight, to get spiritual wisdom in this situation where no one else was could think of it. I'm reminded of another situation where that you have this competitive advantage. Well, Jesse Duplantis was building his this church, and he, you know, they were framing it up, putting all the things in there, and they were getting ready to start to put the actual beams, okay, support beams to support the actual roof, but they were putting them in the way of the front. So people were going to have something in front of them that they couldn't see around, and it was going to obstruct their view of the front. Well, Jesse comes walking in when they're getting ready to start this whole process, and he stopped them. He said, guys, I don't want this. No, we can't. And the foreman, the engineer, all the people, all the people that had made the blueprints and made all this, said, no, we have to have these support beams, these support posts to hold this massive roof up, because I think they can seat like 2,000 people. I don't know what the number is, but they can seat like this huge amount of people. Anyway, Jesse said, no, we're not doing this. I do not want it this way. This is not how the Lord gave me the vision for this place. And so, well, that's impossible. Well, Jesse said, hey, look, let's circle up, because the Holy Spirit knows. Holy Spirit knows what to do, knows how to fix this. So they gathered all the men, all the workers that were actually in the construction area making this building, and they brought them all together, circled up, and they began to pray. And they prayed for a few minutes, and Jesse stopped the prayer, said, hey, did anybody hear anything from the Holy Spirit? Nobody spoke up. They said, all right, well, let's go back to praying again. They kept praying. About 2 or 3 minutes later, Jesse stopped, said, hey, did anybody hear from Holy Spirit how to do it? And one gentleman that was not the supervisor, was not the lead engineer, was not, you know, the architect or anything like that, one gentleman said, hey, I feel like I just had an idea about how to do that. And that idea was the idea that allowed them to put the auditorium up without any kind of post or support beams for that massive roof. Gang, I'm telling you, Holy Spirit's just waiting on you. He's a gentleman. He's not going to push you. He's not going to force you to think it up, to come up with the idea. He's not going to force you and shove it down your throat. You've got to pull it out. And this is the competitive advantage. Our competitive advantage is our unfair competitive advantage that we have. And most Christians, most believers, I'm around a lot of them, they don't understand that. And it's unfortunate that they don't understand it. Okay? So, go check out Dr. Jim Harris. You'll find his podcast. I think it's Dr. Jim Harris, drjimharris.com. If you go look up Dr. Jim Harris, you will find his podcast. Highly recommended. Great godly man. Was in corporate America for many, many years. And finally, the Lord started to reveal to him how to operate based upon the Holy Spirit and utilizing that in corporate America. It's amazing. Great stuff. All right. Next thing I wanted to talk about was this whole thing about speaking the word. So I woke up in the middle of the night, and typically if I wake up in the middle of the night, you know, in order to kind of put myself back to sleep, I will put on a book that I know it's a good book, by the way, and an audio book, and just listen to that audio book. Let me get another quick swig of protein, guys. Hang on one second, protein shake, hang on. All right, so here I am listening, and you know, normally I will just hit play on it, and it'll start the book from the beginning. And the book that I normally am, it's kind of my go-to, is God's Creative Power for Healing by Dr. Charles Capps. That's normally my go-to, and one of the reasons it's my go-to is because I actually recorded that book myself, because it's just so good. So I personally recorded. I did the whole recording of that book. And so it's an audio book for me personally. Anyway, and so I never get, you know, when I'm trying to go back to sleep and listen to it, I probably never get to the back end of the book. I just never do. So this time, instead of, you know, the normal thing I normally just hit play, I decided, hey, you know what? I'm going to go about halfway in the book, about 30 minutes into the book. It's about an hour long of recording of the book. I'm going to start it halfway and start listening. Well, I got about 10 minutes into the book as far as listening. I hadn't quite gone to sleep. And in the book, Charles Capps begins to talk about how that Abraham became persuaded. You'll find this actually in Romans chapter 4, where Abraham became persuaded at what God had promised. Now, he said, you know, and again, how does that happen? Well, it happens, how do you become persuaded by the Word of God is you hear it over and over and over. And also, if you really want to get to the powerful side, you say it to yourself over and over and over and over. Okay? Now, you might say, ah, Tyler, you know, that stuff, you know, you're just, you know, name it, claim it, blab it, grab it, you know, one of those guys. You know, guys, let's pump the brakes real quick on that, because I feel like you're just sadly mistaken. Because if I sat there and said to you, hey, why don't you have your kid say to themselves, I'm a loser, 1,000 times. Have them say that 1,000 times. You'd say, absolutely not. I'm not going to have my child say that he's a loser 1,000 times. Or what if you had him, you know, reverse that and say, have your son say, I'm a winner, I'm a champion, 1,000 times. You'd be like, yeah, let's do that. I like that. That's good, Tyler. What's the difference? What is the difference? There's no difference. If I sit there and go, hey, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, why can't I say that 1,000 times? Or why can't I say, you know, I'm blessing the city and blessing the field, blessed coming in, blessed going out? Why can't I say that? That's in the Word. It's talking about me. It's talking about who I am. Why can't I say that? And this is where that most, you know, Christians, they'll sit there and believe the psychology side, but man, if they add a spiritual element to it, or they add something that, you know, is biblically based, which is totally biblically based, you know, psychology didn't discover that. God created it. Well, long story short is how you persuade yourself about, you know, like, let's say you need to be healed, all right? Like, I just was a gentleman just a little bit ago. He told me that he just was diagnosed with prostate cancer, okay? And I never want to ram it down someone's throat or try to convince somebody that they need to begin to speak the Word or whatever. I just don't believe that. You know, only if they're in a posture or an open, you know, place of they're seeking, there's like, they want answers. Well, this gentleman, I want him to begin to confess so that it gets inside of his heart that, you know what? He is healed. He is redeemed from the curse, because all this is in the Bible. Just, it's the unfortunate thing that happens is most believers, they just don't know that those things are actually in the Bible, that it says you're actually redeemed from the curse. That's in Galatians. They don't know this. And because they don't know this, they perish for lack of knowledge. So how do you become persuaded about God's, about a promise of God? You say it, and you say it, and you say it to yourself. You meditate on it. You get it inside of you. You say it, you say it, you say it to yourself. Okay? I wanted to throw that out there today as something that I really wanted to make sure, right? Last thing is this, okay? I read a book. I was talking to our football team last night, because it's the last week. It's the last week that I don't know whether or not I'll be coaching, you know, my son, Tyler Jr.'s football team ever again. He's in eighth grade. He'll be moving up to ninth grade next year. And we've made it to the championship game, and, you know, excited for the team, and we're at the very last week of practice. We had our last Monday practice yesterday. And whenever, you know, sometimes, well, majority of the time our head coach allows each of the individual, you know, assistant coaches, if you got something to say to the boys at the end of practice, they let them, you know, be able to talk to them. And I just had this sense about finishing strong. And I read a book, I think it was by Steve Farrar, many years ago. I read that book, and it was about, and the title of the book is called Finish Strong, or Finishing Strong. And one of the things that I can't even remember what was, if this is in the book or not, you know, he uses this, he kind of gets your attention with this one evangelist that was the up and coming evangelist that was back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. Actually, I think it was the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And he did not finish strong. And you don't hear about him, but you hear about Billy Graham. This gentleman that didn't finish strong had even more popularity and had more of a draw of crowds and saw more people saved at the time of his ministry than Billy Graham. But unfortunately, the gentleman did not finish strong. I don't know if he got caught in adultery, if he got whatever it was, he did not finish strong. Now, I say all this to say, what's something that can prevent someone from not finishing strong? Okay. Let's say that you're, you know, and I'm speaking to myself in this because here I am 45 years young and I plan on finishing strong. Because you can go read in Proverbs chapter 28, verse 22 says, a faithful man will abound with blessings. And the key word is faithful, all right? Faithful. Now, what does it look like? Let me just say it this way. What I found in my own life, I cannot become complacent with where I'm at in my walk. I can't sit there and say, oh, you know, hey, different soup, all right, today, you know, monotony of things, just same old, and I get caught up in the monotony of it, and I get, you know, a little callous to the monotony. Well, gang, here I have to encourage you that the little foxes spoil the vine. That's in the word. And those little foxes can become these little chinks in our armor about not staying vigilant with every day is a new day. Every day is a new start, right? That's why the Lord says that his mercies are new every day. And we have to renew our minds to that every day is a new day. And we have to be vigilant with not being complacent about these things, these small little details that happen. You know, here I am, I'm reading through the word right now. And you know what? We're not completely done yet. I'm going to believe that the people that started out with me reading the Bible all the way through, they're going to finish strong. They're going to finish strong with me at the year end of reading the Word. You know what? It happens sometimes. It happens where people get distracted. They get, you know, they fall off of, you know, the consistency of it. And you know, then they get behind, and once they get behind, it's like, oh, what's the use of reading it now? Hey, let me tell you guys, it is vitally important that you do not become complacent. You know, hey, if you did fall behind on something, or if you did kind of screw up, let's brush yourselves off, pick back up, and let's start again. Let's not be complacent. Let's finish strong. That was my message to the football team last night, that we have to finish strong. I was talking to myself, because I'll be honest, I was journaling in my quiet time yesterday, and I'm just tired. I'm tired. It's a long football season. Tired. I'm a little exhausted as far as from football. We've been going, ever since August, and it's a grind, and it can actually grind on you a little bit. But our players, kind of feel it too. Well, I'd remind these seventh and eighth grade boys, these rising men, you know what? As a man, you've got to finish strong. And they've been called to finish strong. So that's all I wanted to talk about today, guys. Gang, know that you're blessed, you're highly favored, you're empowered to prosper, you walk in divine help, spirit of breakthroughs upon you guys, and gang, we'll catch you on the other side. You